In today's show, we're going to talk about getting started with PowerShell and SharePoint. What fun, but first our intro. Hi, my name is Shane Young with Bold Zebras, those guys. And today we're going to dive into using Microsoft's PowerShell and SharePoint server, whether it's 2010, 2013, 2016, right? It's all the same. We're just going to kind of get in there and talk about the fundamentals of PowerShell and what you guys need to know in order to get started and feel comfortable not only running the scripts that you find all over the internet, some of them kind of scary, by the way, but also just a better understanding how you might make your own scripts and explore and learn. It's going to be a very much, teach you to fish type of topic. So, great. Let's jump right in. Okay, so we're going to start over here with my SharePoint 2016 VM. Now, remember, this is applicable whether you're 2010, 2013, 2016, maybe you have SharePoint 2014. I don't know where that is, but if you have it, it'd probably work for this. Either way, we're going to jump on the 2016 VM. This is the same one that I've built in the other video series, so if you're interested in that at all, it's right there. But anyway, all right, so let's go down here, and the first thing I want to do is launch PowerShell. So I'm going to hit my Start button. I'm going to start typing in SharePoint. And we're going to get the SharePoint 2016 Management Shell as one of the options. Now, the first most important step for you right now is you've got to right-click on this little puppy, and you've got to say Run as Administrator. It does not work if you do not, plain and simple. So we're going to say Run as Administrator. User Account Control is going to pop up. We'll say Yes. And we're brought to a blinking green prompt. If for some reason you get Farm is not accessible, you probably forgot to do Run as Administrator. It happens a lot. All right. And before we dive into actually running things here, what I want to talk about for a second is the actual shell itself. We're actually going to slide it over here a little bit so it takes up some different real estate. And so what I want you to do is I want you to right-click on it and say Properties. And so here this gives you an option to kind of edit some of the settings to make it a little more comfortable for you. The most important one being quick edit mode, because that allows you to highlight stuff, copy, paste, and that type of manipulation that you're used to being a Windowsy person. So quick edit mode is a must. If you jump over to font, you have lots of different font sizes, and depending on the build of PowerShell, so like if you're using PowerShell in 2010, you might have some different options here. But nonetheless, you can do the different settings and pick a font that's kind of pleasing to you as right size if you're making YouTube videos. Hint, 36 there works. And then finally for layout, I usually don't mess with any of this stuff, but you could change the buffer or the sizing. Probably not going to do that. And then for colors, set some colors that are comfortable for you. For whatever reason, I like black and green. It gives me that real happy feel. All right, so say okay. Good news is when you come back, all of those will still be there. Okay, so that's the first step. The second thing I want you to do is you notice that I am logged in as sp_install. And so that is the account that if you've been following my video series, right, that's the account that I did all the installs as, I do my patching as. That's kind of pretty much any time I have to remote desktop into my SharePoint server, that's the account I want to use. So some people call it spadmin. I used to call it spadmin. I changed the name along the way. Don't know why. But anyway, that gives you a reference point of what account. And that account does have to be a local administrator and all the security stuff we've done previously. So we ran it as administrator, we set up the properties. All right, so the first thing I want you guys to type in is start-transcript. No. All right, so start-transcript, and you just hit enter. What that's gonna do is that's gonna make us a log file of everything that we do in this session. It's gonna save it. It tells us where it's saving it. It's a pretty nasty location. But nonetheless, that gives us kind of a running log. This is really important for two reasons. One is if you break something, you got an idea of what you did later. But two, when you're learning, it's not atypical to go through a process and figure out, I solved this problem today, and then come back the next day and be like, how did I get those templates again? And really end up having to redo all of that learning again. It's a little faster the second time, but it's not a lot of fun. So I'd rather you guys spend your time, watching cat videos on YouTube or my videos on YouTube than relearning things you've done before. So start-transcript, he is very important to you. All right? So from there, what we're going to do is, it's a SharePoint talk. So let's just start with the basics and we'll do a get dash command. And then we'll just do dash noun sp star. And it helps if you spell noun correctly. That's why you're supposed to use tab complete chain. Boom. So there is all of the PowerShell commandlets that are available, right? Because what SharePoint team did was they started all theirs with an SP. And I don't know how many that was. Let's see. Let's figure out real quick how many that was. We'll put those in parentheses like so. And then we'll do a dot count. 832. There's a lot of PowerShell there to be learned. But the good news is I don't want you to try and learn them all. So let's do one that we know. And that is our good friend, GetSpSite. Okay? So GetSpSite, if you're good with the SharePoint vernacular, right, that is a site collection. SPWeb is the object that is the sub-sites, or the little guys you're used to actually working with. Site is the site collection. But you can see that when I ran this, that I got a warning message. More results were found in GetSpSite, but they weren't returned. Use limit all to return all possible results. Great idea. So we'll type in limit all, and then we're going to get the 30 or 40 site collections I have. So this is a good indication of why it's important that you run PowerShell as much as you can that comes from Microsoft versus it comes from the evil internet, right? Because what had happened is when you typed in GetSpSite, it's like, hey, this guy wants to see all the site collections in his farm. But he doesn't realize that we have 50,000, right? If you tried to run GetSpSite, you've got 50,000 site collections, it'll work. It's just going to drag your whole farm down for the 30 minutes that it takes to compile and pull all those objects and put it out there. So SharePoint tries to provide circuit breakers when you do things that are a little silly. Another thing that you'll notice if we read through this whole list, let's see if we can scroll a little bit. So look, it got my MySite stuff, SiteMaster for the fast site collection creation, and then it got all the ones in my portal, which is my main one. But what site collection's missing? Ah, if you guessed right, you guessed it's Central Admin. And so Central Admin is not included on purpose. And the reason for that is they don't want you to accidentally go and change it, right? Maybe you're trying to update all the templates in your farm, or you want to delete all the site collections because you're feeling crazy, right? They don't want you to accidentally do anything to Central Admin, so they just don't include it by default. It's a pretty good way for them to keep you from getting yourself in trouble, because in reality, you didn't mean to include Central Admin. So another one of those nice features inside of SharePoint that really helps you along the way. All right, so one of the things I might do here, so if you wanted to learn more, right, we could do a get-help and then get-spsite. And then I like to use the dash online command. And what this will do is it's going to open up a web browser and take us to get-spsite. One of the great things about PowerShell help, if you scroll all the way to the bottom, is there's always examples. So if you find a new commandlet and you're like, eh, I think I know what I want to do, you'd be surprised how often the example actually has what you want to do. Now, the other thing to keep in mind, though, is why all PowerShell commandlets must have examples. There's no rule that says they have to be right. Right? They're just typed in by some intern in the corner doing this number, do as fast as he can. So when you find typos and stuff in there, just, you know, use your thinker and work around those issues, okay? And if you're looking for more information on Git command, Git help, and all that stuff, right, there is a link right here to the PowerShell basics video I did that's not SharePoint specific, but it does go into more depth about how to use example, Git help, Git command, that type of thing, all right? So let's close out of that. All right, so GetSpSite. So one of the things I might do with GetSpSite is I could then pipe it over to GetSpWeb. And so the idea here is this is gonna give me a list of all the site collections, right? GetSpSite gets all those objects, and then it's gonna get a list of all the subsites that are involved there. And you can see that it's like right away, we got these pop-ups like /meetings/wiki, right? Those are the different subwebs of the site collection that we didn't see when we just did GetSpSite. But if you're really paying attention, you also notice I got some errors up here. And so this is one of those annoying things when you're trying to get used to PowerShell as well. And it's saying, hey, access is denied, right? If we do just a GetSpSite, right, we didn't get access denied for the personal SP content, my site, or the site master. But when we did the GetSpWeb, we did, right? Because it tried to go and open those site collections and it found out it didn't have access. This is one of those things where I'm going to kind of stray a little bit from the manual. But if you go and look, or what you really need to know is that in order for this PowerShell stuff to work, the site that, account that you're logged in this case we know we're logged in as, scroll down here, SP install, he needs to have access to the database and access to the site collections in order for you to kind of do all the things you're used to. So if we look over here in Central Admin, what you're going to see is if we go to Manage Web Applications, and then if we go to My If we go to portal, go to user policy, we'll see that install, I gave him a full control policy, right? So that means he has complete SharePoint access to all of the content database and everything that's in there, all the site collections, all the webs, everything. Anything in that one, he can do. That's great for him. If we look at the My Sites, we're getting that error. I do not have such access. So what I can do is I could add a user. Next, SP install. And then click full control and say finish. And then click OK here. If I forgot to do this, it wouldn't work. So boom, that's been updated. Now if we run our command get SP site, get SP web, we still get an error message. Why is that? Well, the other half of this equation, if we minimize SharePoint and we go over to our SQL server, we'll go to our install account, that's who we're logged in as, and then user mappings, and go look for the My Site database right there. We'll see that his access is just SP data access and public. If we give him DB owner, click OK, minimize here, back over to SharePoint again. We'll hit our up arrow. We'll hit enter again. Yay, no error messages. So it's not ideal, but unfortunately for the PowerShell to work, your account that you're running it as needs to be DBO and have full control of the webs or the site collections to be able to do anything and everything. And this comes up a lot, so that's the reason I pointed out. Now there is a command called add SP shell admin. Now this commandlet, what it would do is if you had all the permissions to a database and site collections, you can then use this commandlet to give someone else access. But it creates a real chicken and the egg thing. Because initially, the only account that has all the access that would be necessary to run that commandlet successfully on all your content is SP Farm. But SP Farm's a service account. You shouldn't be logging into your server as SP Farm. So what ends up happening is, for me anyway, in the real world, is I have to go through and manually give permissions to the first account using the database method and central admin. And then if, you know, Bob called me up and said, hey, I want to be an SP shell admin, right? He wants to run some PowerShell against the portal database. No problem, Bob. Right, then we can do add SP shell admin. Then we do Shane's cows, Bob, and then dash database. And then for the database there, you have to give it the GUID. You can't just do WSS. You can't just do the database name. You actually have to do the database ID. And so to get that, what you might do is do get SP content database. Boom, there's my database. And so we know that this is one of my portal. So there you go. I'll click on that and then right click on it, which copies it. Right, this is where that quick edit thing is that we talked about earlier. And so then now it is add SP shell admin dash username Shane's cows, Bob, and then dash database. Oh, not control V, but right click. There's that GUID. And then boom, bang, bammo. Now Bob has access. So like I said, it's a chicken and egg thing. So in reality, whatever account, especially in your demo environments and tests, right? SP install, I just give him permissions manually until the cows come home. And then if I have users or other people that want to be able to log in and run PowerShell, and I trust them, then I give the add shell admin, I run the add shell admin account access for them. Now, the weird thing about that, though, so we minimize, go back over to SQL real quick, and we'll refresh our logins. We'll see Bob now has a login. And if we double click on that and then go to user mappings and then go look at this database, you can see that they gave him shell access and SharePoint data access. So they set up all the SQL permissions for him. We didn't have to mess with it. You know, do what you want, but that's the way I look at it. All right, so let's get rid of SQL. And so that gives us a good overview. So one of the questions I already had from someone that I promised I'd answer in this video is they said, hey, I want to be able to get a list of all my site collections and put that in a file that I can print out. No problem, right? So we'll say get SP site dash limit all. Oh, sorry, not a tab, all. And then what we're going to do is we're going to pipe that out to out dash file and then site collections dot text. press enter. And so that's going, it's pulling all the site collections. And so then now if we go over here, open up our file explorer, we can say C, users, SP install. And so now we have a site collections text file that has all of our site collections in our farm. Bam, wham, not too bad. All right. And now remember with that though, you know, that was, maybe that wasn't exactly what they were looking for. So maybe they wanted a little more information. One of the things we could have done is we could just go up here and change this a little bit. So get SP site dash limit all, and then we could say select, and then what do we want? URL and owner maybe? We'll hit enter to test and see what that produces for us. Hey, that seems kind of closer to what I wanted. So maybe though instead of a text, we're gonna say, let's format dash table URL and owner and dash auto size. And so then that's gonna pull it and hopefully make it a little more readable. And so unfortunately, right, my screen width and because of the large site collections, you'd have to kind of play with it a little bit, but you could get it down to a point where you got that so you could see everything that you wanted. And then once you got all of that done, right, then we would just append on here, right? Can we just keep piping? Then we'll pipe it over to site collections.txt again. And then there's our site collections.txt. We'll expand that out. And so see, it's still truncating it because it knows the width of the screen is X. So you'd have to play with it for a little bit. I'm not gonna get lost there, but that gives you the basic idea of how you'd work through the problem. And there's also, you know, there's out.csv. There's other types of outs that you can do, right? You could always just do get dash command dash verb out. And so out file, out to host, out to printer, out to string, right? So there's different ways that you can take any of that. Or the other option you might look at, since I misspoke just a second ago, is verb, and you could do, look at export. And so this is another way of pulling the data out. So for example, export CSV might be a better way to get that data out of there. Either way, right? The idea is you see it, you can play with it, and you can now learn kind of how that goes. Now, when we did the get SP site, right, let's hit up a couple times, and I did the select URL and owner, how did I know what that was? Well, the way that I was able to know that is because I'm smart. No. Because those are actually just properties of that site collection object. So if you wanted to figure out what properties were available, what I would do instead is I'd do a get SP site, just pick one. So we'll just do portal. Not Contoso. That's my other VM. I make that mistake a lot. ShanesCals.com. And then we're going to pipe that over to get member. And so that's going to take that one specific site collection, pipe it over to get member. And so what that's going to do, and we covered this in the objects video, so if you want to learn more about this in detail, it's over there. But what this is going to do is it's going to show us all the methods. Sorry, I'm scrolling to the top. There we go. So it's an object type of SP site, it's a site collection. Here's all the methods, all the things that you can do to that site collection. Methods, you can delete it, right? You can dispose it, you can get URLs. So methods are all the actions that you can take on it, right? So if you think of a site collection, or you think of a site collection as a car, right? So car.start, car.stop, car.change to tires, car.paint, you know, all the different things you might do to a car. And then you have the properties, car dot number of tires is 4, car dot number of doors is 2, right? You kind of have those different properties, those physical attributes. Car's color is red. I really described a pretty cool car there. But so all of the different properties available for that site collection are right here as well. So now you could really start to dive in. You want to figure out, you know, what is things like, you know, what quota has been applied to that site collection. You know, who's the owner? You know, there's all of these different properties. And so this is where storage used. These are all the different things that you can really go and dive in, right? This is back to the teaching you to fish. I've played with every one of those somewhere along the way because they just interest me. What data is there? And some properties you can edit. Some properties you can only read, right? And each one as you dive into it, you can discover whether or not it's a read-only property or an editable property. A lot of fun to be had there. And really it gives us as administrators a chance to manipulate things that we couldn't manipulate in the past. So, and what you might do, right? So we could get SP sites instead of get member. And I'll see craziness, do a select and star. I mean, select all the properties and give me their values. Yikes. But there's everything that it knows about that site collection. So like, for example, when I'm trying to figure out something and I don't know what the property might be named, I do a select star and I literally read through here, right? So for example, if I'm trying to figure out what web template it uses, if we scroll long enough, I'll find it in here somewhere and figure out what's going on, right? So there's the owner, SP install. There is no secondary owner. Got it. Now what are the pages it can use? When was the last time it was modified? That's a good report to run when you're trying to prune out your environment. What database is it part of, right? So if you had lots of different databases, what's the root web? I like how this says Sage info. It's really usage info. And that property you have to kind of drill into, is it read only? Lots of fun things here for you guys to go and play with. But we're not going to do that today. I'm just kind of showing you where these fun things are that you might want to play with. You know what? I think that actually does enough for this video. So hopefully this gives you that first little oomph to figuring out the right permissions you need to have and kind of how to go and poke the bear. In the next video, I'm going to walk through some of the cooler, that next level of things you can do. So creating a list, editing a list, copying a list, deleting a list, kind of those different things you can do. Because one of the bummers of SharePoint is if you kind of work through the object hierarchy, right, there's a farm concept, there's a server concept, there's database concept, site collection, web application, webs, but that's it. So what you have to do is you actually have to go and find your web, and then that's where you'll go and find your list, right? So if you do, I'll show you one more thing. Do get SP web, HTTP portal.chains, I wish this would autocomplete, cows.com, right? Always hit enter there, make sure that's right, that's good. And so then what you can do, or what I might do, is I would then take this and we'll set this to a variable, $zebra, right? That's all you gotta do is set a variable, is assign it. And so then now we'll just type in zebra to make sure it should tap complete. Okay, so we know there's stuff in there. So now you can do zebra. Remember I kept saying dot. So then dot, start typing in li and then hit tab, right? And so then boom, there's all of the lists. And so what you'll find is if you go and look at, if you do a get member, you'll see that there's a way to get the list. And then you can just really start drilling down. Once you can get a pull a list back, then you can pull the items back. Once you pull items back, you realize you can add them, edit them, delete them. You can create views. All of that stuff can be done by a PowerShell. And that's really one of the lessons I learned here. I'm gonna hit Control C because I'm tired of scrolling. Is that PowerShell opens the door for you guys to go in and manipulate things. And that's one of the ways that we really like to learn about PowerShell, is I go and figure out things, right? Remember when we did get SP site? I'll type it in again. And I've got 30 site collections or whatever it is here. Do you think I literally went in and created site collection 1, site collection 2, site collection 3? No way. That is not fun. And that takes a long time to do. I mean, it takes the PowerShell like 30 minutes. But what there is there's a PowerShell command called new SP site, right? So that creates a site collection for me. No big deal. But what you can do is we'll do an import CSV. So import CSV and it's dot test site CSV. So I made a CSV file that has three columns, a name file, a column, a URL, and a template. And then I just piped that over, right? So I said import CSV, that gets all that data. And then from there, you can do a new SP site. Now, but actually you can't do it that way, right? You gotta do for each object. And then I just said new SP site, and then dash URL was boom. And we go HTTP portal dot shanescows.com/sites/, and then we close the quotes and we said and add on to that $_.url, right? And so the URL is the field right there. And then I close the parentheses. Okay, so that's going to set the URL value. And then I needed to set a name value. And guess what that is? It's $_.name, right? That's the name value out of our CSV. And then finally, I needed to set a template. And you're smart people. $_template, because that's this third column. Woohoo! And then I closed out the brackets just like that. For each object, new SP site, URL, boom, boom, boom. Oh, you know what else I needed to set? / owner alias, and then we could set the owner alias to Shane's cows and Bob. And then we close out the loop, right? So there you go. Something as simple as that. I mean, it takes 10 minutes to run, but then I had a bunch of filler data because that's what I needed in order to do my test. So getting comfortable with the looping concepts in PowerShell is probably one of the most important things. And that's why I made a whole video. I've referenced it once, but I'll reference it again. The working with objects, because that's what you're really after here. You're into getting to SharePoint, finding the object that you want to manipulate using things like get member to dig in and figure out what that might be. And then once you do, running it through loops like the for loops and things like that. So you can kind of go in and manipulate things. Or maybe you want to run a command, you know, where the owner of the site collection is Bob, right? That's completely possible. Now you can run a report after you fire Bob, right? No more Bob. You can run a report and say, where are all the site collections he's the owner of? Those are the type of things that you open the door with PowerShell that I really encourage you guys to embrace and learn. All right, so now I'm gonna stop talking for today. Hopefully you've enjoyed this video. And like I said, next time we're gonna cover working with lists. So creating lists, editing lists, deleting lists, copying lists, all those things that you think you have to have a third-party tool for, or an intern, which is also a tool. Either way, we're gonna cover all that in the next video. So, hey, do me a favor, click the subscribe button right here to kind of keep me motivated, keep me motivated to create all this fun content. And as always, if you got any feedback, leave me a comment, or you can hit me up on Twitter at Shane's Cows. And then, of course, if you want to work together, you need me to write some scripts for you or just help you with SharePoint or Azure stuff in general, hit me up through the old Bold Zebras. All right? Thanks, and have a great day.